Okay, let's do one on Robert Thomas Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Mr. Davis is a 98-year-old gentleman with, well, I'm sorry, 68-year-old gentleman with history of bladder cancer. Patient has had a history of long-standing bladder cancer with bilateral nephrourethral stents and nephrostomy tubes. Patient has had multiple obstruction and urinary tract infection related to his nephrostomy tubes in the past. He also suffers from hypoalbuminemia, protein calorie malnutrition, and severe anemia. Patient has had multiple treatments for bladder cancer in the past and has now decided his recent CT scan has shown multiple metastatic lesions in the spine, adrenal gland, pleural space, and liver. Patient and family have now decided decided to be admitted to hospice because of his very poor prognosis and aggressive cancer, period. Patient is no longer able to participate in immuno or chemotherapy due to completely being worn down, in quotation, from the treatments in the past. Patient's wife and daughter, along with the patient, have decided for hospice care. Patient is in pain, requires pain medication around the clock, period. Patient is cared for at home by his wife and the help of his daughter. Period. Patient has lost weight, has a very low albumin of 1.9. He's anemic, HNH of 8 and 24, period. Has had multiple recent infections, requiring IV antibiotics for E. coli, bacteremia, and sepsis, period. Patient is now a DNR, and has chosen against any further hospitalization and or heroics in the future, period. He is tachycardic, has very little appetite, is now requiring help with ADL, and has a large left side of pleural effusion, which is causing shortness of breath with left lower lobe atelectasis, secondary to his metastatic disease. Patient will be admitted to hospice, but to be cared for at home and to die in dignity with the help of his family member, as well as hospice care, period. Other comorbidities includes chronic kidney disease, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, UTIs, bacteremia, status post nephrostomy tube placement. And severe pain syndrome related to his cancer. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is very appropriate for hospice care at home. Oh, his last H&H was 7 and 22, with a BUN and creatinine of 38 and 2.9, period. Patient most likely has few weeks to months to live and therefore hospice appropriate. Thank you.